Please, no.
Why?
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, January 27th, 2023. I am Luigi with the American branch of the Paul News Network. Thank you, welcome. Howdy. What's going on today? Nothing much? Okay, cool. Let's get on with the fucking show, shall we? Okay, cool. Cool. No, do not go into... Cat, go! Go lay down in the corners. Go be a cat. Go be a cat. I'm doing the intro. Cat. Fuck. Today's gonna be such an amazing show, guys. Holy fucking shit. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be a great show. Thank you for joining me. We got a lot to talk about. What are we gonna talk about today? First, a quickie thread. Then, is One Piece anti-Semitic? Oh my god, I've waited my whole life for this thread. Then, Florida outlaws possession and proliferation of anti-Semitic flyers, posters, pamphlets, books. Then, 19 million have seen Project Veritas's nigger faggot talk about the Pfizer bioweapons. And for the finale, the nigger chimp out in Memphis. That's gonna be the show. Holy fuck, we got an amazing show today. Let's start the show with one of my viewers said, Lou. World War III is literally happening right now. Why aren't you fucking covering it? You should be covering it every episode. Dude, first of all, I've covered World War III like 5 times. At least 5 times I've covered World War III. Okay? I have an episode called World War III. I'm pretty sure. It's one of my top BitChute ones. It has like 2,000 views. I think it has Trump with a Moab and Putin with the FOAB, or it's around one of those videos. I don't know. It's pretty awesome. It's about World War III, okay? When Russia attacked Ukraine, I talked about World War III. When Russia launches a nuke, I will talk about World War III again. Because that is definitely happening this year. Dude, you think 2022. Yeah, that's right. That was correct, Lou. Cool. We just say 2022 because it sounds cooler, but 2022 would work too, I guess. But regardless, this year's definitely going to have a nuke in it. It's going to be way better than 2022. 2023 is going to blow 2022 out of the water. I mean, how much more can Biden fuck up? I don't know, man. I don't know. A nuke on us? What do we got? We got the worst withdrawal in history. We got a nuclear bomb going off. I mean, holy fuck. How much more can you fuck up? I mean, could you be a worse president? Could there ever be a worse president? Really? 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 How can you fuck up this bad? How can you fuck up this bad? Oh my god. I mean, and if the stock market crashes too, holy fuck, would that not be the cherry on the cake? I mean, that would truly be our worst president ever. Like, what if America just collapsed under Biden? Like, you got what you wanted, leftists. Fuck, you destroyed America, literally. You hated it that badly. Okay, holy fuck, I'm going on a tangent. Those are the best parts of my show. The Lou tangents. So great. Oh, I guess I gotta talk about my avatar. I'm lazy. It's my video game version of the avatar. I didn't do the scenes right, and I have to fix it or something. It's sloth-like behavior. I'm not updating the show, making it new and better. It's literally, I'm just lazy. I like the full avatar better because it's more emotive and you can see the scissors and I can move around, but whatever. I guess you could see more with this one. So whatever, we'll keep it for now. Whatever. I put work into it a little and it does stuff and you get more screen room, I guess. Okay, next preamble about the show before we get into the actual show. Yes, we have a long preamble today. Paul New Central. You may have noticed, guys, that I've been taking 2 days off, like, every week for the past two months. So it's just how it's been going. It's just how it works out. I don't know. I try to get a show on my day off, and I just end up doing a bunch of work. It's real life is getting in the way of stuff. That's just how it works. I do the show as much as I can. Hopefully I do it more, not less. Hopefully more. I love doing the show. Sometimes I hate doing the show. Work pushy through those times is the best times. I really just want the fucking stock market to crash. Could the stock market crash? That'd be fucking wonderful. Thank you. Anyways, Paul New Central has been doing the quarterly donation drive the whole week. And whenever Paul New Central does the donation drive, I always do Paul New Central every single day. Well, I fucked up. I fucked up Paul New Central. I fucked up. Real life, Paul New Central. Real life. I'm pretty sure you got your donation though, right? Yeah, 90. One person donated 45. Thank you, Anon. Thank you, whoever did that. Thank you. I'm pretty sure you got a donation. If you didn't, tell me and I will donate, Paul New Central. If you didn't get enough, tell me. I will donate. If you want more, I will donate. I don't know. Just whatever. I'm a Scrooge, though. I'm a Scrooge and I'm poor. Don't take my Mooney if I don't need to, Paul New Central. I use it for show things. I use it for microphones and stuff for the show. I'm good with my Mooney. Let's get into the actual show. Fuck all this blibble blabble. Get in the show. First, the quickie thread. Why the fuck do they keep doing this? And why does the average normie fag lap it right up? Batman's Robin is a girl now. See her in action for the latest trailer for Gotham Knights. Okay, well, first off, Gotham Knights is the first game that was not Rocksteady. It was not Rocksteady. It was some other studio. So Gotham Knights isn't even from the same people that did the Batman games. Rocksteady. Completely different studio. Rocksteady is doing the Suicide Squad beats the Justice League. Whenever that game comes out, you should really be hyped about that game because that's Rocksteady. And every game Rocksteady's come out with, I have loved. So, I don't know. Can't wait for that game. And it's Justice League beat... It's the Suicide Squad beats the Justice League. That game is going to be fucking amazing. You'll be able to be Harley Quinn and shit. It's going to be fucking cool. Can't wait for that game. I'm a game faggot. Whatever. Fuck you guys. Oh, fuck. Whatever. I'm going on a tangent again. Speaking of games, Dead Space. I played the first... We played a few chapters in that video I uploaded, and then I played a few more chapters. I really just don't like live streaming stuff. I hate live streaming. I've come to the realization I just hate live streaming. I hate it. I hate the culture. I hate the mentality. I hate the fucking pressure it puts on me. I like doing my own thing. I like this style of things, like where I'm just doing my shit, and I have no pressure. I don't know. I can edit it later and make myself look amazing. I can make myself look godlike. I can make it more funny and more coherent. I like being able to make it coherent. Just coherent enough for you? Coherent enough? Whatever. Or else you get long moments of just me pausing there like... I don't know. Maybe I could do a balance of the live streaming stuff. Who knows? It's whatever. Plus, I don't like to live stream while... Handsome Truth is live streaming, and I almost feel like every time I would live stream would be when Handsome Truth is live streaming, so I'd be competing with Handsome Truth. I just don't like doing that. Let's get back to Batman's Robin is a Girl. Yeah, it's Gotham Knights, dude. The game was horrible. Everyone said it was horrible. That's why it went on sale for $35 like a week after it was released. Holy fucking shit, stop saying like. I mean, what ethnicity is this? Navie Zirirali Robinson. I can't even fucking say her name. Is it a poo? Is it a Palestinian? What the fuck is this? What race is this? Sand nigger. That's the race. Sand nigger. I wouldn't mind Robin being a girl if it was the alternate universe red-haired
Girl Robin. I mean, there's a Girl Robin in the comic books. It's an alternate universe Robin. I'm dying. I don't even think it's an alternate universe Robin. I think it's the when Batman's an old man and he goes on like one last adventure or whatever. He gets like this new Robin and it's a female. It's like the first girl Robin. It makes sense. He's like an old fucking man. He doesn't have a Robin anymore. And this girl wants to be Robin and she's like a fucking super fan of the old Robins. It just makes sense. I don't know. Makes fucking sense. Made sense. It was good. That made sense. This stupid Muslim bitch makes no sense. Stupid. It would have been cooler if it was that. There's like this Hispanic or black. I don't even fucking know what. Right? A chink is a chink. There's a Batman character. Let me find it. Right here. Cassandra Cain. Oh my god. This is the coolest character. It is a chink. I knew it. I love this character. This character is fucking awesome. And it's whatever. A woke character. I love this woke character. Cool character. They probably fucked her up in some stories. The ones I looked at and read were cool. I don't know. Cassandra Cain. I like Cassandra Cain. Use her. She's woke. Use Cassandra Cain as a Robin or whatever. Just bring her in as Cassandra Cain, Batgirl or Orphan or whatever the fuck she is. Orphan. Cool character. Very cool character. Could go toe-to-toe with Batman in martial arts. You're like, what the fuck? A lowly martial artist, Domlu, whatever. I eat that shit up. Lowly girl with better martial arts than Batman. I fucking eat it up. I eat that shit up. Batman's scared of her martial arts, guys. I love it. I eat it up. Batman's scared to fight her. Cool. Badass. Whatever, this is quickie thread done. Fuck that game. Fuck that Batgirl. Fuck that Robin. There's woke female Robins they could have used that they didn't, which was dumb. Fucking time travel her in there or something. Figure it out. It's a video game. Have her, like, fall through a fucking portal. So easy. Boom. Female Robin. Ginger female Robin. I didn't even show you the female Robin. I don't care. I'm not going to pull it up. It's a female ginger Robin. Let's get into the actual threads today right now. Holy fuck. This Saudi Arabian anon says, is One Piece anti-Semitic? Oh, this is so based, guys. Holy fuck. This is amazing. Oda's based. Oda's... Oh, dude, One Piece is based. I knew it. Well, there's tranny shit in One Piece. There's tranny shit in One Piece. But he did it before it was all woke. It was just classic. It's just classic Japanese hullabaloo, you know? Classic Japanese faggotry. You know, the classic Japanese male sex. Okay. Kizaru says, so have you ever met Dr. Vegapunk before? I can't do a Jew voice. I gotta do a Jew voice. I gotta get into it. Shackle. That's so bad, Lou. That's so bad. That's not a Jew. Okay, I gotta channel my inner shekel. You want shekels, dude? Yeah, it's shekel.
Yes, shekels. Yeah, shekels.
I can't do it.
Glam. Oi, boy. Oi, there it is. There's the Jew. Once a long time ago. I think what's happening now is truly such a shame.
It's kind of Jewy. That's kind of Jewy. Yeah, it's as close as I could get, guys. Sorry. I gotta kind of work into it. I need some handsome truth motivation or something to get into a Jew voice. I don't know where it's at. I don't know where the Jew voice is. Once I get there, I'll know it. But I gotta get it. Whatever, I tried. Noises.
It's truly such a shame.
No. The highest authority in the world, one of the five elders, Saint J. Garcia. Saturn. Saturn. The five Saturn. Five elders Saturn. Yeah, it's all so tiresome. It's always the Jews. The Jews are always the number one enemy. I'm telling you, even Oda knows it. Even Oda knows the Jew is the final enemy. The cake. Post one. I'm pretty sure that's Whitebeard's flag. I think it is a Nazi symbol. That'd be cool. No, but the author is red-pilled, as are most Japs. Yeah, most Japs love the... love Nazi propaganda. This German says mods already nuking A-threads left and right since it was revealed the final villains are Jews. Dude, so many people are posting the Jew picture. Hey, it's great. Dude, A is so tranny infested too. They hate that shit. They hate it. Eat it up, Goy. Eat it up. Epstein is a noble. Epstein is one of the nobles. Ah, oh, that's great. That's so perfect. Ah, this is amazing. It's time to gas a lot of them. We're gonna gas them. That was the when they were all in the prison. Or no, that was when they were on the island with the scientist that could, the poison dude. The very annoying poison guy. Caesar. You were issued a warning for posting on A. Oi, Gevelt, the Goyim must not be allowed to uncover the truth. You've been warned. Remember the 6 billion. The samurai do not fear Globo Homo. Yes. Job Lucy got pegged as a jobber. Dude, poor Rob Lucci getting pizzoned by a woman. I love Lucci so much. I was on the Lucci train. I was trying to root for Lucci. He's one of my favorite villains, but dude, he just got jobbed hard. Lucci got jobbed hard. Dude, oh my god. Luffy Deezus fucking was laughing at Lucci's face. Dude, running laps around him. Two punched him, KO'd. Fucking annihilated. Low diff to Lucci. Dude, awakened too. Not even Kaido was awakened. And Lucci was awakened. And the stupid giraffe guy, I don't know his name. He was awakened too. Crazy. Both of them were awakened. They got jobbed. Low diff. Some guy was trying to say that Lucci could fight Kaido one-on-one. You're fucking... No, man. No. No. People don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, well. This thread's in poll. This thread didn't... I don't even think it got moved to ban, did it? Nope. It stayed. The Jannies let it stay. Ah, this is legit. We could talk about One Piece. It's political. It's political. You know what's not political? The Vax Jams threads, which are now getting banned by Jannies. Like, apparently those are not political. Fucking Jannies. Fucking Jannies. We all know it. We all know the Janny pain. Goy boy. Goy boy. Oh, that's amazing. Goy boy. That's amazing, making the fucking final... Five Elders of Saturn. The Fifth Elder of Saturn, I should say. Yes. Schizo shit. Such schizo shit. I wonder what he can do. I wonder what his power is. I wonder what he... What, I mean, he has to be able to do something. Like, these fuckers have to be able to do something. They gotta have some power. It'd be funny if they had absolutely no power. What a twist. Okay, next thread. We'll move on. No more Anamu. No more Anamu for you guys. Florida outlaws possession and proliferation of anti-Semitic flyers, posters, pamphlets, books. Handsome Truth just moved to Florida, guys. Wow, look at that. Look at that. Green text. Bro, you gotta vote Republican to defeat the libtards. How about a third position? Hard mode, no libertarian clown show party. Post a twatter. Republican Party is passing speech laws to infringe on the First Amendment, and most Republican influencers won't address it because they're in on it, coward, afraid to lose, traitors.
Any person distributing flyers involving materials that have religious or ethnic animus are mass distributed will be committing a third-degree felony.
Third-degree felony. Holy for speech. A third-degree felony in Florida. Holy fuck. Holy fuck, guys. The Jews are flexing their Jew muscle right now. This cannot be... Did this already pass? The Republican Party, including DeSantis, has been pushing to further criminalize speech for years now. Yeah, so all you guys on the fucking DeSantis train, which I don't think many of you on my channel are, thank fucking Jesus. Thank Jesus. Thank God. This is why, guys. I mean, if you, DeSantis, everyone is on the DeSantis train about like a few good things he's done. Well, look at this shit, man. He's like a million times more pro-Jew than Trump ever will be in a million years. This is in fucking sane. Taking people's speech rights away because, oh, it makes me feel uncomfortable. You can't speak because I am uncomfortable. Fuck off. This is America. It's my right to make you feel uncomfortable, bitch. This America says DeSantis is anti-woke, dot, dot, dot. Damn. This American says, and glories were on here claiming a victory when Handsome Truth put on his little skit in front of a local government. Not surprised it resulted in this kind of response. Dude, okay, guys, I haven't showed that. I probably should. I kind of have to. I have to show what Handsome Truth did because it was just fucking incredible. God, I can't find it. I can't find it. I even skimmed through Handsome Truth's video to find it, but he did a little skit in front of this local government where he was playing this homosexual Jew, okay? And it took balls, guys. It took big balls, and he was shaking while he was doing it, which I would have been shaking too, okay? Because it was took some pretty big fucking balls to do what he was doing. Pretty big fucking balls. So holy fuck, the crazy dude. Handsome Truth does more for our movement than anyone, so fuck you. He's making the Jews change these laws. These laws are unconstitutional. If you got arrested for these laws and you got a felony, you could fight it to the Supreme Court if you could find a lawyer that wasn't Jewish that would take it. He could fight it to the Supreme Court if he wanted. He would win. Because you can't ban people for speech. And putting out a pamphlet that you don't like, boo fucking who? Boo fucking who? It's speech. Throw it in the trash. Don't read it. Don't read it. Don't like it. Don't read it. Throw it in the trash can. This Israel Anon says, green text, Florida outlaws free speech. DeSantis Chads win again. Right there. Fucking Jew. Siding with the DeSantis Chads. Is he being ironic? Is it going full circle? Are we Mobius stripping right now? Who the fuck knows? Next thread. 19 million have seen the Project Veritas nigger faggot talk about Pfizer bioweapons. At least I'll be able to find this video. Wish I could have found Handsome Truth video, because it's pretty harrowing what he's doing for the movement and the balls it took for him to stand up in front of that city hall. But it's also kind of uncomfortable to watch. But it's pretty base that he did it. I don't know. We gotta stand with Handsome Truth, and we gotta stop this bill if possible for this Florida bullshit. Dumb. And on Twitter alone, 32 million have seen the tweet. Wow, so how does the tweet get double the views as the video? You're not going to click the video. You're going to go to the tweet, but you're not going to click the video? Okay, whatever. That's a lot of people watching that video, though. 19 million people watch that nigger chimp out. I guess we can go watch it, too. You guys ready to watch nigger chimp out? You've probably already seen it. But we can go watch it together, have some fun.
Thinking about...
Oh, this is the video. I don't want to see the stupid video. Blah, blah, blah. Pfizer gain of function, but it's not called gain of function. We changed the word. Playing with words again. It's not pedophile, it's MAP. It's not gain of function, it's whatever the fuck word he uses. This part's great.
It's really very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something like, you know, it goes everywhere.
Something crazy.
Is the way that the virus started in Wuhan. To be honest, like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
let's read what he said again, shall we? Shall we? Which I suspect is the way that the virus started out in Wuhan. To be honest, like, it makes no sense that this virus popped out of nowhere. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. I remember when all this first started, and I went on fucking Plebit, and I was yelling at the rooftops trying to save lives. I was like, this came from a lab in Wuhan. This came from a lab in Wuhan. And a dude literally said to my face, that is a conspiracy theory. That is a conspiracy theory. And then I got banned. is it a conspiracy theory now? Yes. In their mind, yes. This guy was a hired actor they think this is fake, guys. They think this is bullshit. They think Project Veritas is bullshit. They think this is all fake. That's where the leftists are right now. They're in denial still. They're in the denial phase still. Holy fuck. How? Still in the denial phase. Insane. Incredible. At least Pfizer exposed is trending. That's pretty cool. That's pretty nice. Fuck everybody. Hope everything collapses. This guy says, in before Oy Vey, it's not real. And James O'Keefe has documents showing he is the director of research and development. He worked at Pfizer. They have proof. Oh, look, a dead doggo in the snow. That's what happens when you're a doggo in the snow, you die. Sorry, doggo. Right here, it's a fake video. Get over it. Trace back the most recent call list. What the fuck? Are you trying to say that, like, you're a bot posting? Whatever. Nice fake bot. Either this is a bot that actually did break just now, or he's trolling. He's trolling. I think he's trolling. Where's the video of the nigger chimping out? That's what I wanted this thread to be. But sometimes Lou doesn't get what Lou wants on 4chan. 4chan. Also, another reason I don't talk about World War III every single episode, bro, is because I'm a avatar of 4chan. I just do what 4chan tells me to do. And 4chan told me to do these threads today, so I did it. I do as Kaket commands. I can do nothing more, nothing less. Sometimes I get to talk about niggers chimping out because they got caught. I really want the video so badly. It's so great. I'm sure I'll find it in here. We'll find it. And sometimes I have to talk about pedophiles abusing children. That's just how 4chan is. We get all swings of life. The circle of life. Russian shills tongue my anus. You don't even get the nigger's tongue my anus joke. You don't even get the nigger's tongue my anus joke. You don't even get it. You don't even fucking get it. That is leftist humor. Russians tongue my anus. You don't even get the fucking joke. You delete this. Delete this. They're trying hard to remove it. Google striked James O'Keefe's channel. They gave him a strike. Banned him from posting content. James O'Keefe got it. How is that? How did he get a strike for misinformation? What the fuck? What was misinformation about the nigger chimping out? Did they post, like, what? Vosh was saying it was fake bullshit. I really want to find Vosh's tweet about it, but I'm not going to go looking for it. God, whatever. Great show, Lou. Great show. Vosh made a really derpy tweet about it. I hate Vosh. I hate talking about Vosh. He actually lost a lot of weight, which is insane. Good job, Vosh. Your wife was fat and fucking ugly. Get rid of that fucking whale. Probably already did. Good. If you did, good. I don't know. I don't follow that faggot. I've never even watched a single Vosh video. Thank God. One of my favorite episodes I ever did was some Vosh episode. It was an audio only episode. I broke down the Sargon of Kakkad debate or something. I love that episode. Very good episode. Okay, whatever. Finale thread. Last thread of the day. Gonna be a great thread. I hope. Live Memphis chimp out. For those that don't know, basically, five cops beat the shit out of a nigger. Beat the fucking living shit out of a nigger. Beat the shit out of that nigger. That nigger died. That nigger fucking died. After they beat the shit out of him. They beat him to death. The five cops beat that nigger to death. So let me get this right. George Floyd got kneed on, and niggers chimped out for a year when George Floyd was knelt on. This nigger was literally beat to death. Five cops beat the shit out of this nigger until he died. They beat the shit out of this. The knee thing was an accident. Okay. Like, he didn't mean to kill that nigger. He was trying to keep the nigger subdued with the knee on the neck, like they're trained to do. He was literally trained to do that. It was in the book. It was in the manual. He was trained to do that. And he went to jail forever for that. And these five cops beat the shit out of a nigger till he died. Will there be chimp outs? There better fucking be. That's all I can say. There better be. I say equal justice, you know? Fuck. Peace. We need to protest peacefully, right? We need to peacefully protest. We need to have another summer of love. That's what I think. We need another summer of peaceful protests. Remember all those peaceful protests we had? They were totally not burning down America. It was peaceful. And I just wish for another round of peaceful protests today. Just more peaceful, just like last summer. I want it to be just like last summer, where it was peaceful, peaceful protests. Mostly peaceful protests. Mostly peaceful, right? Oh, here's the video. Look, these five cops beating the shit out of this nigger. Wow. Beating the shit. Look at this cop right here. I mean, they're really winding up these punches. They aren't like little tiny cheap shots. They're winding up and swinging at this immobile nigger. Look at that, man. They are whacking this nigger with everything they have. I think he's done, cops. I think he's done. Oh, let's just hit him a few more times. Let's hit that nigger a few more times. Yes, please. Stu says, LMAO, that's pretty funny. I know, I'm watching it laughing right now, man. I'm watching it laughing right now, bro. Yeah, They're beating the fuck out of that nigger. Yep, pretty great. Peaceful protest, please. Your chimp out. Yes, please, yes. We all eagerly await the chimp out that will never come because Democrats are in power. George Soros isn't funding them anymore. They won't chimp out without George Soros, bucks. George Soros isn't delivering the pallets of bricks to the cities and then, you know, depositing money into the accounts of Antifa. So it's not, nothing's going to happen. Here's Baton Guy. Oh, we have Baton Guy POV. No way. No fucking way. Dude, Baton Guy beating the shit out of this nigger. Holy fuck. Yes. Poorly. Dude, these are our new cops. Aren't these cops great? They're so much better than the last cops we had. Fucking God. We made America great again. We built back better, guys. Look, we built it back better. God, I'm so glad we defunded the police. Thank God. Thank fucking God we defunded them. We need to defund them even further. Give them even less money. This leaf says, how come they are fully peaceful this time rather than mostly peaceful? I know, they're so peaceful. They're so much more peaceful than a knee on the neck. I mean, they're actively trying to not hurt that nigger. It's amazing. I mean, they're actively trying to hurt the nigger, right? I mean, they're trying to kill that nigger. Oh, they did kill the nigger. Okay, good. This American says, total nigger death. Yeah. This American says, low energy. I haven't even started the stream yet. Wow, we're going to have like Rodney King-size riots, right? If we're going to have Rodney King-size nigger riots, right? Because, I mean, there's five cops beating a nigger to death right there, and I don't see anybody kneeling on his neck, but we got five people beating a nigger to death, so that should be equivalent, right? Let's see. Loading. Fucking loading. Hard to get a sense of how many are actually there. I see maybe 10 people. It's hard to tell, though, how many are actually there, because there's no... I don't know. There's no... Shoot the cops? What the fuck? Wow. Mostly peaceful. Definitely. We're already starting off mostly peaceful. We're way mostly peaceful already, guys. Look like definitely more than 10. At least 20. Maybe 30 people. It's not quite a lot of niggers. Maybe they'll gather more niggers as they walk. I don't know. It's hard to tell. That's some energy, though. Shoot the cops. Wow, what a slogan. I only promote peace and tranquility here at Pole News America. Do no violence. Peaceful only stuff only. Thank you. Oh, we got live cams from New York City? Is New York City up? I'm blocking it. There's riots in New York. No way. Live New York. Really? I thought they were protesting, but they're watching this person skip around this thing. I'm blocking it. They're like, this dude's skipping around right here. And they're all watching this nigger or something. I don't fucking, like, dance or some shit. Dumb. Maybe the... Oh, look, it's like a nigger doing nigger dances. It's like a nigger dancer doing nigger dance-like things, and they're all watching him. Fuck, there's a lot of protesters in New York. Holy shit. Please, Summer of Love 2, please! We got all weekend! You guys have all weekend off. Just protest all weekend. Yes. Just like last summer. Yes. Ooh. Yeah, there's definitely more people now. There's definitely more people. Yes. Bring chaos. Yes. This America says, there are like 10 people on a bridge. No one cares. Memphis won't have riots due to sprawl. Our niggers are legit poor as fuck. Dude, when that dude was knelt on, it was like every single nigger in every single city rose up against the man or whatever. I don't know. Just do that again. Just have the niggers all chimp out again. Just everyone talk about the niggers nigger getting beat to death over and over and over again. Just ad nauseum nigger death. Full nigger death. Just talk about it. Oh, yeah, that Pelosi tape got released today, too. I don't know. I listened to Tim Pool talk about it. Eh, a lot of crazy stuff coming out. Rapid fire. What's going? What are they distracting from, right? Oh, this everything crashed. Oh, guys, dude, you know what? Guys, there is shenanigans on top of shenanigans on top of shenanigans. Okay, we got World War III. We got all this shit going on. And the stock market did more shenagles, guys. The stock market did more shenagles. I think it was yesterday or the day before. The stock market had a glitch. A glitch. And basically everything opened. They basically did the GameStop thing where people could not buy GameStop shares. Where they just manipulated the entire stock market and no one could buy GameStop shares. Well, they kind of did the same thing with just now. But it was with like 10 different stocks and a bunch of people got boned and fucked with their limit orders. They basically made people sell shares of stuff that they didn't want to sell at much lower prices than they wanted to. And then they put it back to where it was. They fixed it. Oh, oopsie, glitch fixed. Oh, you all lost all that money. Oopsie, whoopsie, too bad. Crazy, man. Fucking insane. It's like they're staving off the crash with Jewish tricks. But it will only get them so far, and they can only do it so many times. They just can't wait till it all collapses. How long? How soon? I feel like we inch closer daily. Daily, we inch closer. Daily, we inch closer. So what is going to be the domino? You know, what will be the domino? We will see. Maybe it will be this nigger riot. Maybe this nigger riot will be the domino. Who knows? I cannot wait to see it all. That's the show, guys. The nigger riots that are semi-disappointing. I mean, it's kind of dark. We need it to be day. If the nigger protests last till the morning, then maybe we have a chance. If the nigger protests last long enough. Let's all pray for summer love, too. Say it with me, guys. Say it with me. Please, Jesus Christ, our almighty Lord, please bring us the nigger riots of... It was all of 2019 were the nigger riots. Oh, we're doing a prayer. Sorry. Please, Jesus Christ, please bring us the nigger riots of 2019. We pray that we only want the summer of love to once again bloom and flourish like in 2019. We only wish for 2019 to once more be upon us. I wish for the energy and fantastical majesty that was 2019. Please bring us that energy once more. Jesus Christ, if you will it. And also Kaquette. And I'm sorry for... only you, Jesus. Only you. Only you. You're my one and only true God, Jesus, Lord, you, the Christ. Please fix the world. Amen. There we go. I almost did idol worship in my prayer to Jesus Christ, but I fixed it. I fixed it. Me and you, bro. Me and you, Jesus. Me and you. Okay, guys, let's see if Jesus delivers on my prayer and brings us the Summer of Love 2019 edition. Okay, I love you all. Please like, comment, subscribe. That was a horrible prayer. Make me a better prayer in the comments below and I'll read it next episode. Thank you. I love you all. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Champion. my sister?
Just us, I'm afraid. Look, I'm sorry. We didn't mean for any of this to happen, I swear.
Save your apologies for later. Help my friends.
Whew. Oh, there's that.
How is he doing that?
Vestige. It has to be.